Hello, Veng. You're joining in a conversation on COVID-19, the situation in India. I'm Sneha Mordani, and as always, I'm going to get you the very latest as far as the inside track on COVID-19 is concerned. Firstly, let's begin with some positive news. Sources within the government, within the health ministry, have told me that India's recovery rate has doubled in 10 days from roughly 12% on the 16th of April to close to 22% in 10 days. Well, this is satisfactory, is what I'm being told. To talk about our recoveries again, this is good news. 704 recoveries in the last 24 hours, and this has been rather consistent. However, we've reported 47 deaths in 24 hours as well. 1,224 active new cases in 24 hours. This again along the predictable lines, along the trend that we are seeing in the last few days. Today, the Cabinet Secretary had a detailed video conference meeting with all Chief Secretaries and DGPs of states and union territories to review the preparedness for COVID-19 response in the country. He's highlighted that states which are having high case loads should focus on effective implementation of lockdown measures and containment strategy. States also need to focus on medical infrastructure, which includes adequate availability of isolation beds, ICU beds, ventilators, etc. The Prime Minister also, remember, is having an all-important meeting tomorrow with Chief Ministers on what really should be the way forward, the way out of the lockdown, and also on how things are then going to move. The Prime Minister obviously is going to discuss the current situation and how the country is going to prepare an exit strategy from the lockdown. Also, how the response in different areas of the country really is going to be, given the fact that we are now divided into the red zone, the orange zone, and the green zone. Today, the Union Health Minister also visited Trauma Center of All India Institute of Medical Sciences, which, remember, is a COVID-19 dedicated hospital, to take stock of the preparedness. He's also spoken to some affected patients through video call over phone, is what we are being told. He's also inquired about their well-being. Well, he's also urged the people of India to observe the lockdown in letter and spirit, and has spoken about this as an effective intervention to cut down spread of COVID-19. He said that the situation seems to be improving, as quite a few districts in India have moved from the hotspot districts to the non-hotspot districts. In exactly a week from now, it's going to be the 3rd of May, and we will know for certain how things really look like in terms of how the lockdown is going to be lifted. We need to be patient for the next 1 week. It's going to be extremely crucial in improving the country's recovery rate and also ensuring that the doubling rate continues to increase in the country, which means that the days taken for us to double our cases, that keeps on improving, that keeps on increasing, because that really is going to be indicative of how well we are particularly doing right now. While our growth in cases continues to be linear and not exponential, as has been said by the government, the attempt is that this should continue to be maintained. There should be status quo and even further improvement if at all there are changes. Continue to be safe. Let's all adhere to the lockdown rules. Let's be very sincere about this. We need to be patient. It's just a week to go, and things will certainly improve and change from the 3rd of May onwards. On that note, take care of yourself. Thank you for joining in this conversation. Bye-bye.